I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on this Wednesday. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you for the next 3 hours. Just like every Wednesday, Nate Collins will be dropping by in 20 minutes. We will do power rankings, college quarterbacks that you trust. I found this to be very challenging, getting to three that you truly trust in this era of so many teams, so many players changing spots. Davis Maddock will drop by. We'll have a guest from Foul Territory. I believe it's Kevin Pillar. He'll be dropping by to talk about everything that went down in the wild card games yesterday. We've got another full slate today. I'm sure some teams will be eliminated today because that's the trend. That's what usually happens in this best of three scenario, at least with the small sample that we have. And of course, we'll look at game number two today. Another full day of baseball. Gotta love that. Sam, good morning. I do wish we had more of this because the deal has been like, okay, you get it for 2 days. You get 2 days of four games per day. It starts an hour after we're done with work for the most part, and it goes up until basically the wee hours of the morning when you have a West Coast team playing. I wish we had more than 2 days.
Every game was close, too, until the nightcap. Tigers-Guardians is tied late. Padres-Cubs is tight late until the Cubs added that extra run to make it 3-1. Red Sox-Yankees is close late. I ended up piling on Boston because I got convinced in a group thread, which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point over this three-hour show. All the Boston boys are like, gotta bet Crochet, gotta War Pig. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll bet it if you leave me alone. So I ended up.
You were laughing at us. You're like, no, everybody's on the Red Sox. Not no public dog. I'm not doing it. And then he jumped in.
I got there. I did get there okay. For sure. At plus money. I thought we were going to lose 1-0, though. There's nothing quite like sweating a 1-0 loss in baseball in the postseason. But the Red Sox did get that big hit. Of all people, it's Masataka Yoshida, the forgotten son in Boston with the two-run single. And then how about Chapman late? Good grief, man. Mm-hmm. He gets the bases loaded in the ninth, nobody out, and then gets out of it. All right. That was easy. And then the Dodgers roll late. I will say, though, I forgot how easy it is. Just pick the team that hits more homers. I forgot that's all that goes into handicapping baseball in the playoffs.
Yeah, sure. it's that simple. At least with the Dodgers game. They hit five bombs. Well, here's the other thing that I was like, oh, yeah, this is easy. Wild card round, just play the unders. We had under Detroit-Cleveland, under Chicago, San Diego, under Boston, New York. And then you want to stay away from the unders in the Dodgers games because they might score 10 like they did last night. And they hit five bombs. Two from Otani, two from Teoscar Hernandez, one from Edmund. It's like boom, boom, boom. And the funny thing is, if you stayed up and watched that entire game, I know it looked bad, 10-0. That's really bad. But then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a second. The Reds have a chance here. Once you got into that Dodgers bullpen, That was the question going into the playoffs, and it was a question, even when the score is 10-2 last night, ends up being 10-5. In that eighth inning, the Dodgers walked four dudes, and they went to three different relievers in that inning. That's going to be probably the only question we have about L.A., and that's probably, you know, if it's an earlier exit than expected, that'll do it.
They are a beer league softball team, the Dodgers. So they had 15 hits last night. That was more than both teams in every other game. Mm-hmm. So, like Tigers and Guardians had 9 hits combined. Cubs and Padres had 10 hits combined. All right, Boston and New York had 15 combined. So they tied the Dodgers 15 hits. You have to outslug them. They remind me a lot of that 21 Braves team that you and I made money on. Pitching might be questionable, but they're going to score. And you have to outpace them. I played a lot of 16-inch in my day. The best teams were the ones that just slugged and kept on coming. We know the pitching staff is weak, but you got to out-hit them. And I had Corby on last night, chicken dinner, and he's like, I don't know why nobody wants to bet the Dodgers. And he's literally betting 5-1, 5.50, 6-1 World Series. And I've just never been that guy to bet the favorite or one of the favorites. I guess they're not the favorite because Philly is favored to win the World Series at BetMGM. Mm-hmm. But Corby is just banging on the table saying, go grab Dodgers, 5-1, 5.50, 6-1. And I'm just not that guy, but maybe he's right.
Maybe he is right. There is a bit of a difference this year compared to those other years. I think he brings up a good point. People don't want to bet the Dodgers, right? They're just sitting there and they're like, oh, yeah, they won again. Or we're trying to come up with reasons why you should take Cincinnati. Oh, Hunter Green. Got Hunter Green. This is the game they could steal. No. Hunter Green was done after like three innings. I think the point that he's bringing up, though, is a lot of these other years when it's Dodgers as a favorite, what was the price? Wasn't plus 550.
No.
Wasn't 6-1. That's the difference. And we know that when the Dodgers advance here, they beat the Reds, they're probably going to become the favorite. At least they should be over the Phillies. It's just, they have the extra series thing, a little bit of a question mark. There's a small percentage chance that they're going to end up losing the series. So that's the reason why. That's probably something worth revisiting. I've never been that guy either. But it's also not plus 250 at the start of the playoffs, like we see many other years. We're getting, you know, much better numbers than that.
Last night, as I looked, Philly was still favored. This morning, I just looked for the first time, World Series market, BetMGM. Dodgers on line one, again, plus 425.
Yeah, they should be.
Then the Phillies, 450. Then the Mariners, 5-1. Let's run through the series prices real quick. You mentioned best of threes. The team that usually wins game one tends to be fine in terms of finishing it off. So Detroit wins game one, and a shout-out to Paul, who said Detroit, bet Detroit. Detroit now minus 325 to win the series against Cleveland. The Cubs minus 375. I'm sure that will be discussed at some point today. Red Sox minus 200 and the Dodgers minus 1,000. Those are your series prices after one game. I don't live in Chicago anymore, but as everybody knows, I grew up there and I have a lot of friends there. I didn't realize, though, until the end of the game, how many Cubby Chubbies I had on my timeline. Oh, my God, dude.
What do you mean you didn't realize? Are you serious?
At one point,
you started your Twitter account in Chicago. When you started your Twitter account, you worked at the Cubs flagship. What do you mean you didn't realize? Of course you have a lot of Cubs people on your timeline.
I looked for 20 straight tweets. 18 of the 20 were either play the song or the W flag or the go Cubs go. And I'm like, oh, you go on BetSweats, talk about the Padres. I felt good. I mean, you feel good, 1-0. Oh, Matthew Boyd, he was out in the fifth inning. But all it took, two swings. Pivetta had two mistakes in that game, and that was enough. Suzuki and Kelly, Cubs win, play the song. They're singing, go cut. Mute.
It wasn't Pivetta's fault.
Nope.
He was really good. He scored one run. I think you do have to give credit to the other side, though. Yes, the timely hitting. Counsell was perfect in that game. Here's the thing going into the series. Everybody talks about the Padres' bullpen. We're guilty of this as well. Padres have the best bullpen. It means so much in the playoffs. It's a big advantage.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What was not being paid enough attention to is that the Cubs bullpen in the second half of the year has been awesome. And the way that Council played that yesterday and the order of the guys that he used did a really good job. Because when he pulled Boyd, there were a lot of questions like, whoa, there's a lot of game left. What did he go like? Four and a third, something like that? And yeah. Then he ended up using four different...
Palencia. He went to Palencia, right?
First. Yeah, went to Palencia. He ends up going to four relievers. Each of them went at least an inning, but Palencia the longest. They didn't give up a hit. What'd they go? 4 2/3, I believe. 4 2/3 of hitless baseball. That was perfect. I don't think this Cubs bullpen is getting enough credit. That's why I think your Padres ticket is in trouble now.
No doubt. I also, look, we watched a lot of baseball, you and I, from May until August. Then football starts. And you kind of forget some of the things that you've learned over the season. When the Cubs had a lead, I felt really bad. And here's why. Everything in the air is caught in center field. Everything. That guy, Pete Crow Armstrong, catches everything. I'm sitting on the couch watching the game. I'm like, oh, that's in the gap. Oh, nope, he caught it. It looks like it's a line drive in the gap, and he just glides over, catches it. And then up the middle, I mean, these guys are sucking up everything on the ground. That's a very good defense. I think it's a little underrated. I also kind of forgot how good they were. But trailing 2-1, I was hoping for a rally, and everything that was hit in play was an out. Yeah. Because their defense up the middle, short, second, and center, is very good.
They're as good as anyone. Yeah, Horner and Swanson up the middle in the infield, fantastic. That's where you put your best defenders. So Cubs went over the Padres. We didn't mention the Detroit game. Like, I'm sure a lot of people, even though Detroit was favored in the game, maybe a little surprised because of what we were seeing at the end of the year. Scooble. I felt good. I was on the under six, we remind you. I felt good. My only concern is don't go to extras. Just don't go to extra innings, and we're going to cash this ticket. Thankfully, 2-1 lead late, and we cashed that ticket by Detroit. But, I mean, Scooball, he goes almost 8 full innings. Gavin Williams was good too, man. I don't think he gave up an earned run. He was terrific on that side, but 3 runs scored in the game. 2-1. Again, these low-scoring games. You're also going to see that in game ones when you got all of the aces going, and they're going to push those aces a little bit more because it's not a best of 5. It's not a best of 7. With your ace going, you got to win this game.
And as we turn the page to Wednesday, here are the totals. 6.5, 6.5, 7.5, 8. And you know which one's 8. That's Reds and Dodgers. I cannot wait to break down Bayo and Rodon today with Jake. Those are two of our guys, Brian Bayo and Carlos Rodon, 6:08 Eastern. Let's go.
Whew. Dodgers already almost $3. Rodon, $1.85 out there. Oh, man, that's going to probably get to 2. Yeah, might be on the dog on that one. I mean, how many game threes do you think we're going to see tomorrow?
2. I'd make the number 1.5 and I'd juice the over.
Yeah. 2's probably fair. Bullpen game for the Cubs. So Cease, I mean, how are we not taking San Diego plus money today?
Don't you have to? Because I watched San Diego yesterday.
I know.
Like they just can't hit. I don't want to say that. Ring the bell.
Bullpen's going to do it again?
They can hit. They're just not hitting.
Yeah.
I also thought they had a runner at third, nobody out, up 1-0. They can't get that run across, and then they just never threatened again. It was maddening. I'm inclined to think that Cease would be okay today, but I don't know, man. He's got that White Sox blood. Maybe he's ready to wave the flag and hit the golf course.
Yeah, we'll break those games down, but my first thought is if we're going to see game threes, it's going to be these first couple games today, where the team down wins. We'll see. We'll see. A lot of fun, though. Enjoy those games all day long. We've got to get some NFL news. Some big news, I think, even though they're saying likely, nothing official. We saw a big move in the market on a couple of games. We're going to break those down later this hour. But now it's Lamar. 2 to 3 weeks. You thought it couldn't get any worse, Ravens fans? Now you don't know that if QB1's going to be out there, and you are now a dog against Houston.
I didn't think it would go through Pick'em. We had this conversation yesterday. What does it go to if he's out? And I thought Baltimore 1, and here we look up this morning, 1, 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, 1.5. So the look-ahead number was 9.5. They reopened it 6.5. And now we're 1.5 the other way. They're not saying Lamar Jackson's worth 8 points, but if you do the math, it's right around there. From 6.5 on the Baltimore side to 1.5 on the Houston side. I don't know that he's worth that much, considering how bad their defense has been. That's a massive move. Not many quarterbacks will justify a line move like that, from 6.5 to 1.5 the other way.
And you were going to have Lamar in a desperate spot. Lamar with a 1-3 record. And now what do you have? You might have that desperate feeling in the building, but so what if Lamar's not out there? Matabuke's out for the season too. Massive. Massive news. Gets worse for Baltimore. So we'll continue to break that down. I watched the entire Houston Texans game. I wasn't impressed with them. First three quarters, they pulled away in the end against one of the worst teams in football. Okay, congratulations. So what do you do with that one? We'll talk about it. Nate Collins, weekly guest here on Bet Sweats. He's going to drop by next. He was there, UVA, Florida State. We'll hear about the entire experience on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.